Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Dr. Joni Noble from here at ULM. And Dr. Noble, good morning and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for being here today on Lanyap. And you are in the art department here, professor in the art department. And the art department is going to show its wares at a big event coming up on Thursday night.
We are. We're actually showcasing the entire College of Arts, Education, and Sciences, but primarily the art department. We're going to start at Bry Gallery, and we have an artist who's visiting here. His name is Joshua Chambers, and he's going to be showing some paintings and giving a gallery talk at 6:15 in the gallery. Out front of Bry Hall, when visitors arrive, we're going to have the French Horns Ensemble, led by James Bolden. And then in the hallway of Bry Gallery, we're having a collaborative exhibit between our art department, our students, led by Vida Schell, and the histology, advanced histology students of Allison Wiedenmeyer. They collaborated on a painting project, and it's going to be displayed in Bry Hall as well.
So it's the ULM Art Crawl. Now, folks, maybe they're not ULM folks listening. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're somewhere else. They don't know where Bry Hall is. So let's tell them that real quick.
Okay. Bry Hall is on Desired. It is right next door to Brown Hall and Brown Theater. It's one of the original buildings on campus. It faces Desired. And it's just to the east of Brown Hall.
Not far from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Correct.
Or if you know where the old Peking was.
Yes.
Back in the day. So yes. So on Desired Street. This art crawl has been going on for a number of years. Do you have any idea how long this incarnation of the art crawl has been roaming around campus?
Well, it seems like more. We started it about 3 years ago. It was originated by our dean's office, Dean Sandy Lemoyne and Arely Castillo. And we decided to showcase the arts when we opened the new Walker Gallery that's in Walker Hall. So this is our fifth. So we do it every semester, and the first one was so successful, and each subsequent one has been even more successful. So we love it. We want to continue doing it.
All right, so we start our night there at Bry Hall, which pretty much everybody thinks of as the art building.
Exactly.
On ULM's campus. Now, this is going on all over campus. So I leave Bry and I take off on a little walk. Where do I go next?
Right. We will have maps there available.
Okay.
For people who are not familiar with the campus. But you can go in any of a number of venues. Our sculpture garden, which is beautiful at night, is going to be, of course, open. And then Walker Gallery is in Walker Hall, which is the old administration building. And in that gallery, it's filled with work from our ULM art majors and art faculty. And across the hall from that is the College of Arts, Education, and Sciences Dean's Office. And they will be showcasing photographs from our international students. And this was assembled by Arely Castillo, who's head of our international programs here, as well as some study abroad students who studied this summer in Europe. And refreshments will be in the Dean's Office and in Bry Gallery, and they're provided by the Dean's Office. And so there will be lots of food for everyone, and everything is free. So hopefully, you know, everyone will come out and see what our art department is doing and our music department is doing.
So this is a big deal. I went to my first one last year, and first of all, there was a lot of folks, which was cool, and it was neat to see folks that maybe aren't part of the university community coming in and finding out what's going on. The other thing I was shocked by, I guess, was the talent level.
Mm-hmm.
We've
mm-hmm.
got a lot of good artists on this campus, and this is not just the kids. This is also the faculty showing and some alumni and that sort of thing,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Some of our recent alumni are showing prints, original prints. They're showing, our art students are showing paintings and sculpture, photography. There's a wide variety of art, and most of it is for sale and very reasonably priced. In addition, I forgot one venue, the Advanced Studios in Stubbs. All of our advanced art majors have their own studio space upstairs Stubbs. These studios will be open, so visitors can wander through the student studios and see some of them actually working, and they can see some of the more recent work that the students have produced. So that's a really fun thing for people to see.
All right, so Joni, this is all going on Thursday. It's the ULM Art Crawl. Now, next week, there's another event that involves the arts.
Exactly. Big day for the art department and, well, for VAPA. It's VAPA Day, and all of the arts will be showcased on that day. We're inviting high school students to come to campus who are interested in studying the arts. And they will be able to meet with music faculty, dance faculty, and art faculty. And we're going to have an art fair behind Bry Hall. Tents will be set up, and students will be able to actually participate in hands-on art projects. And they will be doing auditions and things like that in the music department. So it's going to be a big day for the arts. The art crawl is Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. And then immediately following the art crawl, that's October 12th, we also have the opera going on, Beggar's Opera. So visitors can come to the art crawl from 5 to 7 and then go to the opera at 7:30 if they want.
You can find out more about all of these events, the Art Crawl, the Beggar's Opera, and Visual and Performing Arts VAPA Day going on at ulm.edu.